The master is empowered by Krishna with everything he needs to know to take the disciple back to Godhead. It's true, sometimes spiritual masters can't say completely what's on their mind because the disciple, if the disciple doesn't accept it or doesn't obey, that's an offense. So in order to avoid the disciple making offense, the spiritual master can't say everything. But at the same time, if the disciple doesn't get guidance fully, then the disciple has difficulty. So it's a difficult service, but Krishna is giving the intelligence. Obviously, service to Krishna goes on better when disciples are trying to become free from material desires, then it can be more suitable instruments in the hands of their spiritual master. That's why you read in Nectar of Devotion that for one who wants to keep things as they are in the heart, it is very difficult to become purified even if someone's chanting Hare Krishna. The association of devotees inspires you to want to become more purified. That's why Dhumad, that was the only thing he asked the Lord for. Give me the association of devotees who are absorbed in service which flows like the waves of an incessant river. And Prabhupada explains in the purpose that this is why association of devotees is so important, and without that association, no one can become mature in devotional service. So you all here have cultivated such a wonderful association of devotees, and many people are coming, visiting, to hear, to learn, and that way they become inspired. That's the purpose of association of devotees. You become inspired. Let me decrease my material desires and let me increase my attachment to Krishna. Then everyone becomes more suitable instruments in the hands of the Lord and the Lord's devotees. Then everything goes better. But Dhruva Maharaj is lamenting, these material desires, they're such impediments. What a fool I was. Worshipping the Lord who can stop repeated birth and death with the intention to get things that would perpetuate repeated birth and death. What a fool I was. Actually, he was so determined that he did not follow Narayana's instruction. Go back home, leave the forest. And from Narada Muni's point of view, that was a test. But also Narada Muni did give him advice that Maharaj should have accepted. Why are you so attached to honor and dishonor? You're just a young boy. Okay, you've been insulted, but why such a reaction? Get over it. But Maharaj said, your advice is fine for brahmanas, but I'm a kshatriya. I can't overlook this insult. So this is what Maharaj is lamenting about. Now, my guru told me the right thing, but I couldn't hear it at the time. You'll also find in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, in Chitraketu's interaction with Angira Rishi and, who else? Narayana again. They came to see Chitraketu during his lamentation, and the only thing on Chitraketu's mind was, I don't have a son. I've got so many wives and not one son. So they fulfilled that desire of Chitraketu, but they warned him, the son will cause you both jubilation and lamentation. Then when the son died, after being killed by the envious wives, Narada and Angira came back again. And what did they tell him? Something very interesting. The first time we came, we could have given you transcendental knowledge, but you just wanted a son. But now, in your lamentation, we're back again.
Anything else?
Yes. Someone here. I can't speak so far back there, so. All right. I think that's it.
All glories of the Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.